Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. I know that financial hardships can also cause a lot of tension in a family, and especially, of course, with a husband and wife. And this can be a thing that, you know, you see it in headlines, you read it in books, things where financial burdens and financial stress, it can tear apart a marriage. And so, Scott, I would love for you to encourage the couple right now, maybe mom's listening, maybe mom and dad are both listening, who just need some encouragement. They're struggling financially. They're not sure what to do or how to, you know, bring life back into their marriage because the burden of their financial situation is so heavy on them. And they may not know how to trust the Lord in this.
Okay. Well, one of the first things I'd say of it is they're not alone. Finances are one of the top three marriage problems. The other two, just if people are curious, are in-laws and parenting. So parenting, in-laws, and finances are the three big issues, most common issues in marriage. And so if people are struggling in their marriage because of financial issues, then just recognize there's a lot of other couples in that category as well. You had mentioned something earlier that's good to keep in mind, that the Lord is going to provide for us. I mean, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and all these things will be added to you. And kind of the idea, I think, is we're supposed to go through life striving to do the things God wants us to do and then trusting that he's going to pick up the tab. Yep. And I offer that as an encouragement that if we're committed to trying to do the things that we believe the Lord has led us to do, then we can also expect him to provide for us through that. And so sometimes when we might not be feeling provided for, it might be a question of, well, what do we need to do differently? What are we, why is God not meeting our needs? Well, maybe these aren't needs that need to be met and we need to make some changes here. And so, yeah, marriage can be tough. Marriage is the union of two, to be candid, selfish people, sinful people with all, and this is the case for all of us, myself and Katie as well. And I had mentioned this in the previous episode, we're not, actually finances were one of our first fights and have been one of our most common disagreements because we grew up so differently, with Katie having so much, her dad dealing with $1,000 and has kind of given her $100 to spend here and there. And then we get married and it's like school teacher and then pastor, you know, we don't have money to, throw around. And so, so then the question becomes, well, how can we, you know, make sure that we are not having or resolving these issues? And a lot of it comes down to communication. It's really important that there is enough trust in a marriage that people are talking about purchases. People feel incredibly betrayed when they find out. Generally, it's the person that is more frugal that is offended toward the person who's less frugal. Right. And it's the person who has a bigger spending problem that then wants to kind of hide the purchase from the other person. And it's a real betrayal there. People do feel betrayed because they know someone is hiding something, you know, from them. And so one thing is just to be, generally, if you ever feel like you want to hide something from your spouse, assuming it's not like a surprise party or something, then you know you're probably doing something wrong. And one of the most common things that people try to hide from their spouses are purchases. And even if they're successful a couple times, they're going to get caught. Their spouse is going to be upset. And so just have the open communication where we're going to bring these purchases to the table. We're going to discuss them and we're going to be on the same page before we go forward with them. And kind of the nice thing with that is that there can be a bad situation where two people are like ultra, you know, wasteful and neither person is, is very frugal, but hopefully you have one person that's more frugal than the other. And this person is going to be setting the bar. That's going to kind of bring the marriage back to a more reasonable spending level. But that can only happen when you have people that are having these conversations. Something else is there's kind of like so much anxiety associated. Finances are one of the greatest causes of anxiety. And, you know, you look even secularly and you ask people about what keeps them awake at night, and finances will be one of the answers that is given more than almost anything else. Well, when you have a married couple and they're having financial issues, one person can become very bitter or resentful toward the other person because they're blaming them for the financial issues that they feel like that person, you know, is causing them. And so, again, it kind of comes back to talking about these things, a budget that you're going to stick to. And so you're not making impulsive purchases, kind of doing some of the things we talked about in the previous episode and saying, hey, we said we would spend this much money. Mm-hmm. We said we would eat out, you know, this many times per month, or we said that we would, you know, this is what we're going to do. So let's stick to this. And then that can prevent some of those problems from creeping into the marriage.
Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.